Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're really going to dig into something I know a lot of us think about exercise and especially how it affects us as, well, as we get older. And not just any exercise, but how different types affect older adults who are also dealing with obesity. You know, we want the real deal on how to stay strong and independent and what actually moves the needle on things like weight loss and frailty.
Yeah, and it's not always as straightforward as just move more.
Right, like what kind of move more? So we're looking at some solid research here, right, from the New England Journal of Medicine. This wasn't just asking people what their favorite workout is. This was a whole clinical trial.
Exactly. They brought in real people, put them on a structured program, and look at the hard data, which is what we like to see.
Absolutely. Okay, so before we get into the weeds, can you paint the picture for us? Why is this particular area of research so important, this whole intersection of exercise, aging, and obesity?
Sure. So as we get older, it's natural to lose some muscle mass and bone density. It just happens. But here's the thing. When you add obesity into the mix, those age-related changes can get worse. And it's not just about the number on the scale. It's about how those changes affect your ability to live your life, your risk of falls, all of that.
So it's not just about fitting into your genes. It's about being able to do the things you enjoy, right?
Stay independent.
Exactly. And what's really interesting, or maybe even surprising, is that even though obesity is really common in older adults, there's actually not a ton of clear guidance on how to manage it best in this age group, especially when it comes to the role of exercise.
Which is why this study is so important. They're trying to answer that question. So walk us through it. What did they actually do?
Okay, so they took 160 obese older adults, all of whom were put on a calorie-restricted weight loss program. They then divided them into four groups.
Like our contenders? Exactly. One group did only aerobic exercise, things like walking or cycling. Another group focused on resistance training, think lifting weights. Then there was the group that did a combination of both aerobic and resistance exercise. And of course, you need a comparison point.
Right, a control group.
Exactly. They didn't do any structured exercise at all.
Okay, so we've got our four groups. Now, before we jump into the results, what made this study so strong? Why should we feel confident in these findings?
Well, for one, they were randomly assigned to their groups. That means it wasn't up to the participants or even the researchers to decide who went where, so you minimize bias right off the bat. Then having that control group is huge, gives you something to really compare against. And maybe most importantly, the people in the study actually stuck with their programs, which doesn't always happen. Plus, they used really objective measurements. This wasn't just based on people's memories or what they felt they were doing.
So they really tried to control for all those little variables that could skew the results.
As much as possible, yeah. Rigor is the name of the game.
I like it. Okay, enough suspense. Let's get to the good stuff. Which group came out on top?
Drum roll. It was the combination group. But here's where it gets interesting. All of the groups lost about 9% of their body weight, even the ones who just focused on one type of exercise.
So everyone's celebrating some weight loss, but the combo group is still at the top of the podium. What gave them the edge?
A few key things. One was their scores on something called the physical performance test. This measures how well people can do everyday movements, walking, climbing stairs.
Oh, I remember when my own grandmother was struggling to pick up a coin, she'd drop those little things suddenly become a big deal.
Exactly. It's all about maintaining independence. And it wasn't just that they felt more capable, their bodies actually were. The combination group had a much bigger increase in something called peak oxygen consumption.
Okay, now you're just using big words to scare us. Break that down. What does that even mean?
Essentially, it's how efficiently your body uses oxygen, which basically translates to having more stamina for all those daily activities.
Got it. So not just losing weight, but actually having the energy to enjoy life more. Makes sense. But did the study just look at the physical stuff, or did it get into their overall well-being too?
Oh, they definitely dug deeper. They used this questionnaire called the Functional Status Questionnaire, which is basically a fancy way of asking how well people felt they could manage daily life. And no surprise here, the combination group saw the biggest improvements in their scores on that too.
So they're not just stronger, they feel stronger and more capable in their day-to-day. That's huge. Now, what about the individual exercise types? Did the study look at the unique effects of each one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's actually really interesting when you break it down. So aerobic training, that was the winner for improving cardiovascular fitness, you know, heart health, endurance, all of that. But when you look at preserving lean mass, which is super important for preventing falls.
Makes sense. Got to have the muscle to catch yourself.
Exactly. Resistance training came out ahead for that.
Yep.
And the same went for bone density, which is crucial for avoiding fractures. Again, resistance training was the winner there.
So it's like each type of exercise has its own strengths, right?
Yeah.
But combining them seems to be the magic recipe, at least in this study.
That's what the data is telling us. Kind of like you need a good offense and a good defense. Aerobic exercise gets that heart pumping, builds endurance, and resistance training builds muscle, strengthens your bones. You know, it's all connected.
Totally. But here's a thought. We know folks in the study were losing weight, and sometimes that can actually mean losing muscle too, right? Did the resistance training help them actually get stronger, even with the weight
Oh,
loss?
I'm glad you brought that up because, yes, even with the weight loss, the groups doing resistance training, whether it was on its own or with the aerobic exercise, they still saw their strength go up significantly. So that's a really important takeaway. You can fight that age-related muscle loss. It's never too late to build strength.
Music to my ears. Okay, so we've been focusing on the good stuff. Were there any downsides? Any red flags in the study we should know about?
Right. Well, it's important to be balanced. So they did have some exercise-related injuries reported.
Okay, so word of caution there. What else should we be careful about, assuming, when we try to apply these findings to the real world?
Good point. So this study, these were folks who were generally healthy enough to be in an exercise program, right? They weren't starting from zero. So
Yeah.
it's not necessarily a green light to just jump in if you've got health conditions or haven't been active in a while.
So not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Right. Talk to your doctor, figure out what's right for you, your body, your goals, all of that.
Safety first, for
Yeah.
sure. Now, did they get into the specifics of the weight loss program itself? Was everyone aiming for the same amount of weight loss?
Yeah, they were all shooting for a 10% weight loss. And it's worth noting, they didn't just throw exercise at them and hope for the best. They had a whole calorie-restricted diet plan, made sure they were getting the nutrients they needed.
So none of that starve yourself skinny nonsense.
Nope. They actually made sure they were getting enough protein, which is especially key when you're trying to hold on to muscle mass while you're losing weight.
Right, because chugging protein shakes and lifting tractors isn't for everyone. Sounds like they really covered their bases.
Yeah, they even provided dietary counseling, behavioral therapy. I mean, they were going for it. Weekly meetings with dietitians, reviewing food diaries, setting goals, the works.
Okay, so a holistic approach. Trying to set them up for long-term success, not just a quick fix. So we've covered a lot as we head into the final stretch here. Anything else about this study, limitations we should keep in mind?
Well, one thing is the majority of the folks in the study were women, white, and well-educated. So not exactly the most diverse group.
Right, always got to remember that.
Yeah, the findings are great, but we need more research to see if those same results hold up across different backgrounds.
The important caveat. Science is a journey, right?
Exactly. And this study was 6 months long, which is good, but we always need those longer-term studies to see how things shake out over time.
Right. This is one piece of the puzzle. But even so, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of good news here. Combining those two types of exercise could be huge, especially for older adults dealing with obesity.
For sure. It really gives some good evidence for that approach. And it just emphasizes how important exercise is, period, you know, for healthy aging.
It's about more than just the number on the scale. It's about feeling good, feeling strong, and being able to live your life.
100%.
Okay, so this study was about obese older adults specifically, but I'm wondering, could these findings apply to other age groups too? Like, would we see those same benefits from combined exercise in younger folks?
You know, that's a great question. And while this study really honed in on obese older adults, there's actually a lot of research out there that suggests combining aerobic and resistance training is good for pretty much anyone, no matter your age or how fit you are. It's not exactly a new idea, but I think this study really drives home just how powerful it can be, especially as we get older.
Yeah, it's not like you hit a certain age and suddenly you don't need to exercise anymore.
Right. But I think what's really interesting is how this research highlights those specific benefits for things that tend to happen as we age, you know?
Yeah.
That muscle loss, the bone density decline, even just feeling more frail. It's like you can use exercise strategically to combat that, to stay strong and independent for longer.
It's like a 1-2 punch for turning back the clock. So as we wrap things up here, any final thoughts you want to leave folks with?
You know, we've been talking a lot about the physical stuff, which is huge, but exercise, especially when you find something you actually like doing, it does wonders for your mental game too. Your mood, your confidence, just your outlook on life.
It's about how you feel, inside and out.
100%.
So find what works for you, what you enjoy, and get moving. Your body will thank you for it.
I couldn't agree more.
And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into exercise and aging. We hope you found this information helpful, interesting, maybe even a little motivating. Until next time, keep those bodies and minds active, everyone.